You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Originals After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Originals After Show.
Yo, what up, After Buzzes? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jenny here in studio for the Originals Moon Over Bourbon Street. I am joined in studio by the lovely Paige Sullivan.
Hello, everyone.
Giving us all types of colors tonight.
I know.
I love it.
You trendy girl.
Hey. Not so much.
Roxy Stryer.
Hi, guys. Happy to be here. Missing Rebecca. Happy to be here anyway.
Also a cute dress over there.
Thanks. It's because you guys see me in black like all day, every day. So everybody's like, oh my God, that color's amazing on you. I'm like, no, really just color you guys are liking.
Yeah.
I give the black look, but it's because of the East Coast thing.
Yeah,
we're just used to black.
All black Earth Day.
What'd you guys think of the episode tonight?
I think they were trying to recover. I think it was like, okay, we know she's gone. We're really sorry. And this is what you can expect from us.
Right.
It almost was like the opening to like a new season.
Or a series even. It's like, this is who they are. This is who they are. Like you're getting reintroduced to all these people.
Right. We took two really big hits tonight. Number one is the fact that we are gone. Our leading lady, she's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is the fact that we are all of a sudden going on a month hiatus.
Yeah, what?
Till April 15th, so...
Which is interesting, because then Vampire Diaries comes back next week, or this week.
This week.
It's just a little strange, and so... But what happened is the episode is sandwiched between those two things, so it kind of puts a damper on it. If I hadn't known Rebecca was gone, I honestly don't even know if I would have noticed tonight's episode, because there was so much going on.
Right.
But the fact that she's gone, and that we're going on hiatus, overshadows things.
Would you have preferred they have gone on a hiatus and come back with this episode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have. But I think that they were worried they were going to lose too many fans if they did that. Like, ooh, because Rebecca's gone, it's been a few weeks, we might as well stop watching the show.
Because low-key, I almost wasn't going to come in tonight.
But
I was almost not going to do AfterBuzz TV anymore. That really affected me.
I know, me too. Yeah. But I will say the episode was better than I thought it was going to be.
I'm 100%.
Absolutely.
They got me here.
We have to just think, like, who was Rebecca to the show? Like, what did she bring to the show that we're missing now? And honestly... I thought she was just like a vulnerable person and somebody who we could really relate to, because even Cammy as a human, I don't really relate to Cammy, but I related to Rebecca and how she was feeling and what she wanted out of life. And we just need more of her.
Absolutely.
We need more of that.
But you know with her gone, with Rebecca gone, I liked Cammy a little bit. And you guys know all season I haven't liked her that much. So maybe this is, even though it's a different kind of person, maybe it is Cammy's time to shine.
I definitely think it's time for Cammy's time to shine, but she's not Rebecca. Let's not replace her with her like y'all want to do with Marcel.
Yeah, no.
Awkward.
It's been a month. We have to remember it's been a month, so it's like maybe his rebound.
Well,
no,
you know what?
There's going to be fireworks
I'm
there.
I'm done with Marcel.
I didn't feel it.
But we've kind of questioned the Marcel and Cammy thing since the beginning.
Yeah, but we've questioned the Klaus Cammy thing too.
And I think there's more there. I think there's more chemistry Klaus and Cammy than Marcel and Cammy.
Are you ditching Claroline? Because I'll just cry and move seats right now.
No, I love Claroline, but I only think Cammy hooked up with Klaus because Klaus is hooking up with Genevieve.
You mean Marcel? The only reason she hooked up with
Marcel.
Marcel
is because Klaus is hooking up with Genevieve.
And she's
lonely. Jealous of that, and she's lonely.
So you think if Cammy had gone to Klaus's that day and found him alone, it just as easily could have been him as Marcel finding her alone.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think she would have hooked up with him, but I think it would have been the start of something, like their
start
bond.
Of something.
She also, I noticed they kept saying her last name this episode, like, I'm an O'Connell, you're an O'Connell, you have to take my seat at the table. I'm wondering if there is a family
O'Connell.
Something where the O'Connells are important, because he kept, Father Kay said it, and she said it, and I just feel like we've never heard the last name before, so why do we care?
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering if it's going to build up to a flashback episode with Father K.
Well, because his last name's Kiernan.
Yeah.
Or is that his first name?
No, Father
Kiernan. Wouldn't that be their last name? So
he's the uncle, right?
So it could be like their dad's, maybe, I don't know.
Their mom's brother.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what it would be. Because they wouldn't have the same last name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But, okay, my thing with the whole Rebecca thing, before we continue, I just have to finish this.
No? Yeah. Okay, sorry.
I just feel like by doing this, now we're getting Vampire Diaries 2.0.
The
two brothers battling back and forth, like
between Cammy.
With Rebecca there, I never looked at it like the Salvador brothers. I always looked at like it's the three of them. It's always going to be Klaus and Rebecca versus, you know, and then Elijah and Klaus. Like, now that we've eliminated Rebecca, that's what scares me about this. I just don't want it to become and then have another love interest between the two of them. Like,
I know exactly what you mean. I think it's a very fair thing to think about, but hopefully Marcel will stop that from happening. Because when we do advertise the originals, I know it's called the originals, but we really have pushed the three siblings and Marcel.
Yeah, true.
So I know what you're saying, and I'm worried too, but I'm hoping they're smart enough, and I'm thinking they are, to not do a TVD 2.0 because we already have TV.
And I don't think it will be like that. I think it could, if they wanted to, they could put it like that way. But I think the fact that we have all of these different families, as they're calling themselves, like clans, like we have the vampires and the witches and the werewolves and then the originals, it doesn't leave much room for it to only center around the originals.
Right. No, true.
Whereas on the Vampire Diaries, everything is focused on Elena and the brothers and everybody else's lives revolve around them. Whereas this, I feel like everybody kind of plays an equal part in what's going to happen to New Orleans.
Right. But from what we are reading, or what I'm reading, maybe you guys saw something different, because it's still a mystery as to why Claire Holt left the show. A lot of different theories are going around. By the way, this is just theories, so I'm not saying, I know the letters are coming in, but maybe she's pregnant. Maybe this all of a sudden showed up and the originals had to write her off. You know, we can't really blame them because it seems like the actress chose to leave the show for one reason or another. And it seemed very quick.
I don't think she's pregnant. And if she is, congratulations. But if not, I don't think that's even a good reason to leave the show, because actresses play their parts pregnant all the time.
Yeah.
That's very much a thing that happens in TV. We just don't know about it because they're covering it up or hiding it with their editing. I think they've left it, though, on good terms, to the point where she is welcome to come back. The way that it ended, it seems like everything's up in the air. So we don't want to cut her out. We don't want to say this is final. We want to say this is final for now.
I know. I need her to make a statement, though.
I'm surprised she hasn't. I feel like it was so big. She had to say something.
Yeah.
And she didn't.
Say something, I'm giving up
on
you.
We're giving up.
Well, maybe she's just gone for a little bit.
I mean, it might be a private thing, a private matter, and we have no idea what it is, so.
Yeah, but unfortunately, when you're in the public eye, private matters don't.
When you're on the originals or Vampire Diaries, we need to know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thanks.
It's our business now.
Anyways, all right, no. But let's talk about this wolf pack. They are healed now. So,
for the most
part,
I'm excited to see some sexy new men on the show, just the girl and me. And I think that it could be really interesting because this is what will lead it away from being the Vampire Diaries, going with this wolf storyline, seeing how this goes. I really like Jackson and Ollie and their dynamic and what's going on with Haley.
I hate Ollie.
Yeah, I can't stand
See,
Ollie.
I like Ollie.
And Jackson even, I did like him, and after this episode, I don't like him.
I like the Ollie.
Because the deal with Klaus?
Because of, I think he's got a complex. Like,
yep.
they're like the, whoa me, like, everything was taken, now I'm going to take it all back. I don't like that.
Well, I think I would feel the same way.
I think they all feel the same way. The same way that Haley said, if you're going to kill him, then you have to kill him, and they have to kill you. We all have to kill each other because we've all done horrible things to one another.
It's like religions that don't get along.
It is, but I don't think that one, you know, my family was killed. Well, my family was killed. Like, nobody's is more important than the other person's, and not to them, at least.
They can't see the bigger picture, though. They think my personal family was killed. They don't do an overall tally of all the families.
Well, okay, but beyond getting into the other people, within the wolf pack, I think there's something going on. Beyond jealousy of vampires and things like that. At the very beginning, when the boys were fighting.
Ooh, that was insane.
There was a comment
pecking
about
order.
Being alpha. And he said, they know who the alpha is. And then it was a quick shot to Ollie, And just an interesting glimpse, mm-hmm. and I didn't know what they were doing with that, because it kind of...
You know, it's something.
Right? Which could be very interesting to see how that plays out.
Like a rift between the werewolves.
Because he was so quick to say, why trust Haley, you know, to turn Jackson from Haley when he saw them getting close. So I'm wondering, now that he knows mm-hmm. Jackson's secret...
how he'll use it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I agree. I think that could be a problem for everybody. And even the way Ollie spoke badly of Haley... who had no control over her situation,
right.
didn't know they existed, didn't know she was part of their pack, and the way he talked down to her, like, how could you even speak with her or trust her? I just think Ollie's got a problem. Like, he's a meathead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we don't really know what his deal with Davina was tonight. It seemed like he maybe had different motives there, too, asking her to, I don't know, whether he just thought she was hot. But I really think that here, united we stand, divided we fall. And if there is a rift in the werewolves, within just the werewolves, because they're already fighting such a large battle, then they're gonna fall.
I don't know if Davina was anything.
I don't think
other than
I don't
him
know.
Just hitting on her, and it was more for the whole Davina versus Monique thing.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
Because Davina was dead when Oliver came into town, correct?
No.
No?
I don't think she was dead yet. Wait.
Even if she was.
But
she had
never seen her.
No, she was, I think she that, was dead because the witches did that. Genevieve yeah. did that, so she was dead.
What I more meant by that was he goes for Davina. He's very slick. And then Monique says something, and he dances with Monique. You know, I'm just saying the kind of person he is, the kind of wolf he is.
A meathead. Literally. I tried to give him something
I
this episode.
Like, because
to me, he has more swag than Jackson does. But I was just watching it, and when he did it, it was just so, like, he didn't even think twice about it. I was like, oh, all right. Just
yeah.
But I guess that's... I mean, if you think of a dog, like, the dog gonna sniff one butt and then go to the other dog, you know what I mean?
Whoever's willing.
But we don't really write characters on the originals or Vampire Diaries that are strictly meatheads. There's always something more to them, I feel.
No, not necessarily. I mean, I think he's a meathead in the sense that he thinks he is the alpha dog. Mm-hmm. Like, he thinks he is above other people and that he can do what he wants and he has control of situations, and I don't care if he
Where
wants.
Where is that coming from, you saying that?
Me, because he walks
Just
in there.
Just off of tonight.
Yeah, he walks in there trying to start fights with people when they know they're specifically there to earn their seat at the table.
Good point.
He hits on, you know, Davina, goes, walks over with Monique. He says mean things to Haley.
Up to Jackson at the end when he doesn't know what Jackson's doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. I think he just thinks he knows better than everyone and isn't willing. When I say meathead, I think it's more that he's just not willing to listen to any other opinions or thoughts or anything. And it's just like a one-way street.
Like, he's like a step below Diego mentally.
Diego, I actually loved learning about
him
a little bit
more. Tonight was a good episode for Diego.
And I feel like he might be a player now
mm-hmm.
because
he's at the table.
He's at the table.
You're a player if you're at the table. But, I mean, if we're talking about the table, which I don't know.
Let's talk about it.
All right. let's go over this seriously. So,
well, hold on. Let's start from this.
Okay.
We walk in. It's a month since Rebecca's been gone. I was going to say dead. Klaus is sleeping with Genevieve.
Hey, how does that happen?
Something's up.
I'm telling you, this is all emotional stuff. And I don't know. In real life, this is just what I'm going to compare it to real life. In real life, have you ever met girls or guys who are a little emotionally disabled and they go after the bad person because they know it's bad, or they'll go after their ex's friend because they know it's bad, but they only are really doing it because it has an attachment to that special person.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that I personally think, like, is he doing this to Genevieve because he has guilt with Rebecca and, you know, he's mad at Elijah and so that's why he's doing it? Or is it, I mean, hey, he's just, she's there, she's offering, and...
I think it's a combination of both. I think she's there and she's offering, but I think she's also offering because she was betrayed by Rebecca. So what's the best way to get back at Rebecca? She couldn't kill her, but she can't sleep with her brother. And she could basically take the place where Rebecca was.
Mm.
Not that they were sleeping together, but like in Klaus's life, she's the new woman in his life. And for Klaus, this is the girl who showed him the truth about his sister. And as much as he has pain from that, it's also the one thing he can relate to right now. All he has is pain, and she's the one.
I think you're hitting a lot of subconscious levels for sure. But I think what more surface is going on is that Klaus is like, okay, why not? And I really think Genevieve is going to fall for Klaus hard.
Yeah.
She's already falling. And Klaus is going to realize, I do not love this woman.
Well, she didn't.
Well, I don't think he thinks he loves her.
No, but tonight he says, "Don't worry about Cammy." Foreshadowing. Worry about Cammy because Klaus and Cammy.
Well, she is worried about Cammy.
I know, and she should be because Klaus.
But if you sleep with the jump off, and the jump off's talking about
what's a jump off?
Really, Roxy? Do you know what a jump off is?
You for real?
I don't know what a jump off is.
Phil, what is a jump off? Please explain it to them. Do you know what a jump
off
is?
He's Googling it right now.
No. Remember, because we had the guests on Black Hollywood Live, another network. But a jump off is, I don't know quite how to explain it, but it's like a side thing.
Yeah. Basically like a side hoe.
Really, Roxy?
It's somewhat.
All the real world fans are going to kill me.
All right, but no. Not so, you know what I mean? She's a side girl. It's like with the side girl. Who thinks that she's the relationship? It's like,
yeah,
baby, don't be thinking about her. You know what I mean? Like that's why I think Klaus. I don't think Klaus is really like, no, you don't worry about it. Like totally devoted to her.
No, you're absolutely right, but definitely she's gonna fall for him.
Yeah.
She doesn't think she's the jump off. She thinks she's the jump on.
Okay. She's the main chick, is what she thinks she is.
Okay, thank you.
But she, she also, in 1919, didn't she have a thing for Klaus? Yeah. Like, didn't she say, like, oh, well, that's not the Michelson brother I like. Mm-hmm. I like Klaus. So, this isn't just a little thing. You know, this has been, she's been dead, and she's come back, and the one thing she wanted before she died is right there at her fingertips.
Also, all she wants is power, and nobody is more powerful than Klaus ever.
It's so funny, though, because Klaus doesn't seem to care. Like, he does care, but he's acting so nonchalant about everything.
About her?
No, about the whole situation.
Yeah.
No, and, you know, I was confused by that at first until they explained the painting thing.
Yeah.
And that's the only through line through this whole episode was the painting.
Right, absolutely. And it's interesting because we are seeing in last week's episode, in this week's episode, and the week before, a different side of Klaus, and I'll keep saying it. It's so weird coming over from the Vampire Diaries because we think we have Klaus pegged and we really don't know anything, you know? Like, they keep surprising me and I'm like, Klaus.
He's bipolar.
He's many, many things.
He has many things, yeah. He's a painting.
So, we go to the church and then within that, Elijah hates this whole Genevieve thing, wants her dead.
Everybody hates
understandably
the Genevieve
so.
Yeah.
Of course.
We go to the church, Elijah rips up Marcel's city rules.
Sorry, going back to that, Elijah's pissed that this Genevieve chick is still here. I just can't believe nobody else is coming after this Genevieve chick so that the other person can come back to life. Like, why is nobody going after Genevieve so that the younger girl that died in the harvest can come back to life?
Because the witches are scared, I would think.
Well, she's basically in control of the witches, the young witches right now. Davina's not going to do anything about it. Monique's too power-tripping.
Yeah.
And the other girl is following Monique.
Crazy.
Monique is crazy. She killed Sophie. We knew she was crazy.
She killed her aunt. Like, who does that? Your aunt just fought for you to come out of this grave, and you come out here and just make her bleed from the eyes. And
ooh, that scene.
Oh,
crazy. So we go to the church. All of the heads of the clan or of all the different clans are there, mm-hmm. except the werewolves.
I didn't even think about it, to be honest.
Neither.
Yeah, but what are these other clans? So we know that we have Genevieve, so she represents the dead people.
No, she represents the witches.
She represents the witches.
Of her... What do they call
coven.
Her coven? Then there was Diego, and then the like girl with
so
the
Diego
spiky
does
hair.
The Daywalkers.
But then the black girl was,
I think, voodoo.
No, she was a vampire. And why did I know that? Because that night at the party, she walked in with Diego and his group.
Maybe it wasn't just like Diego came with other people. It wasn't just him at the head of the table. It was him and his like. People at the table.
His main chick.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What is it? Sidebar.
Main chick.
Jump off.
Jump off.
So much slang. You can't keep
sorry.
Up.
This ain't the show for
up.
That. Excuse me.
You're too trendy for us.
And then what were you saying? Who else was in there? The witches, the vampires.
Father K
was in there for the humans. Elijah. Which now Francesca, this little.
I can't get it.
Francesca what? Carrera. She kept calling her Karina. Who is this Karina?
What's her name? Fresca?
No, I thought it was Cassina.
Yeah, Cassina.
I kind of combined it. Francesca
from the casino.
Yes.
Maybe that's
Cassina.
That's why I thought her name was Cassina.
Not a fan of this character.
No, definitely not. And also, if anybody's going to be at the head of the table other than Father K, it's going to be Cammy. Francesca, get out.
Yeah, she walked up in there,
though.
She walked up in there like we're supposed to know who she is. And they just, like, introduce who she is. oh, well, she I knows know who you
people.
Are.
Yeah.
But how Elijah's like, oh, don't tell me who you are. I know who you are. You're part of drugs and casinos and this and that. It's like, well, that was easy.
Right.
You can't just plop
Staples.
People.
That was easy.
Yeah, seriously. They're like throwing new people in, I think, trying to make up for the fact Rebecca's gone. And, like, this storyline, because I think it would have played out differently if Rebecca didn't leave the show.
Yeah, a lot of things
Everything
tonight were...
Everything would have been different.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. A lot of things tonight were, let's throw this at you so you forget what you're thinking about. Throw this at you. You don't miss Rebecca.
Yeah,
who
like,
is Rebecca?
Francesca, every time we see her, is making these, like, sexual innuendo jokes, and it's like, it's not funny, girl.
And she's making and deals no with people. Like, yeah. with the werewolves and with the vampires right. and the humans. Like, who
and
are
all,
you?
All because you do drug trafficking and own a casino?
They're treating There's her as a character that we're invested in and we're not yet, so it's like, huh?
I wonder if she's going to rip her face off and be like... An alien.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
So that's not a prediction I have, but, you know, it's good to
It's probably good he didn't
be
save
out
it
there.
For predictions.
Haley comes in. She wants a spot. And then we get this, like, Haley versus Elijah thing.
Well, does Haley want a spot or she wants the wolves?
The wolves to have a spot.
Do and you she's think, the voice of the
Would
wolves.
She be the voice or would
she
it be Jackson?
Voice.
No, we saw at the end she signed the papers, which I think that's going to cause issues.
I know, like they said, they cheers to her at the end. They're like, oh, here's to Haley. But Jackson said something to her, like in her ear, and she had this like kind of weird look on her face, like not happy or like in love or anything like that. Very, I don't know, like somber look. And I think she knows that while she's putting herself out there for these werewolves, she doesn't even know who they are. Like she's
But they're her family.
Yeah, but Jackson has already gone behind her back with Klaus.
Yeah.
He has her sticking her head out there, literally signing this paper saying she's going to obey these rules and her people are going to go into this treaty, and he's behind her back making deals with Klaus.
Well, because Klaus gives them makes them an offer they can't refuse. That was the worst Godfather voice.
Oh, okay, I know we got to say predictions, but I'm going to forget it if I don't say it right.
Okay, say it.
But okay, so we all kind of have the idea that Klaus is going to work with the werewolves, yada, yada, yada. I feel like Klaus is, just because of the past and what Klaus has done, I could totally just see him mind effing us all. And the whole thing was a ploy just to prove that they were disloyal.
To Haley?
To get Haley back.
I would love to see that. Because he does think 10 steps ahead. It's not like a simple process with Klaus.
I know he wants the hybrid, so that's why I'm thinking it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But... in the past, we've always gotten that 10 step ahead thing, and I can't think of a 10 steps ahead where he would be able to screw over the wolf pack.
Well,
but they would be his hybrid, so they would be loyal to him, I guess.
They could break the sire, as we know has happened before.
Well, I don't think they agreed.
Tyler's coming back.
They didn't agree to turn into hybrids. They agreed to have that ring, those rings, or like, I think he's going to try and.
But what was the deal for him to get the rings, though? Wasn't it...
He said, if I give you the rings, you have all control over, like, when you turn and when you don't turn. And that was what they were excited
about. Because if you're a hybrid.
Because he doesn't want to be a hybrid. Mm. Jackson was like, we don't want to be what you are. Like, we don't want to be vampires. You guys have no hearts or anything like that.
But why is Klaus trying right now to build up the wolf's land? I mean, we see him with Jackson. Jackson says, really? You want, finally, to discover the other side of your family? Well, guess what? What if we don't want you?
Well,
go ahead.
Well, he says something about family loyalty, and it's really about that loyalty, and I think it has a lot to do with Rebecca leaving again. His family was supposed to be loyal to one another, and they weren't. And here Jackson is saying, I'm not going to take this deal because of my pack.
Mm-hmm.
And his daughter is part of that pack. So long term, when this baby's born, she is... Vampire. So
we think he's switching teams. Yes or
no? No.
Oh, I don't think he's switching. I think he's always team close, but I think he's
getting more on his side.
Yeah, gathering the people to his side because he knows that the wolves are the weak link right now. Right now, he knows Elijah's signing deals and treaties, and he's got the vampires and all this. And Klaus is looking at it like, let me go over here. This is it's the only kind of pull he can do. He can't go the witches.
Yeah, but there's no way that they're passing one over. I mean, when we hear at the end Jackson talking to Oliver and saying, we can bite them whenever we want. We're lethal to them. Now we can do it all day, any day. Klaus has to have known that. Klaus doesn't care because Klaus can't get bitten because he is a hybrid.
And also...
He's
10 steps ahead. So I think he plants that seed in their head. You guys are going to be almighty powerful. You're going to be their superiors. This is what you will have. But in reality, we know werewolves or hybrids, like people like Hybrid, he still has no control. Like, he still doesn't really get to do whatever he wants. He doesn't.
Who's he?
Tyler?
Oh.
When he comes down, it's not like he's just killing vampires left and right. I mean, he's still, his bite can kill them, mm-hmm. but he's not their superior. He is no more powerful than any of them are.
Well, because the vampires can kill the wolves as well.
Well, exactly. And so, yes, your bite is lethal, but what else? What else do you have?
Which is why Haley has a really good point tonight's episode. Like, if you're going to do this, then just kill each other.
But also, he, you know, Elijah does make a point. Like, we have to think about our safety, but more so your daughter's safety. And I think that's a lot of it, too. If there's that loyalty to protect that baby because she's part of their pack,
right.
they will do that despite the fact that Klaus is her father.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
On the side, Marcel is going behind. I mean, he's just trying to stay relevant at this point.
Yeah, he's like, what's my story?
Trying to find a team. Trying team Davina, to help team Davina. Kami. What's his name over at the docks? Little lost boy, Thierry.
Oh, Thierry.
Yeah, but I think that was the most enticing of all these things.
Really?
Really?
No, not that storyline.
Oh, I was like, what?
It's one thing that he said, because I'm thinking to myself the entire episode, why does he think getting an army together this time will work? When he just had that army and fought Klaus killed them all. Like, you know, remember they all fought and he took Marcel down. But Marcel said something really interesting about how he built up last time. And he said, I have nothing to lose and everything to gain. And I thought about it and was like, yep.
Yeah, he had, what's her name, to lose before?
Rebecca.
Yeah.
Where do we see that going, though? I mean, I agree,
well,
but
Cammy
I
could be an issue for that, because we do see a little bit of fireworks there, but I think that right now it's all or nothing, because it is nothing right now.
Okay.
But he says he has nothing to lose. He's got Davina, who he cares about. He, as much as he says he doesn't care about Klaus, he cares about Klaus, and he now, I think, cares about Cammy. And even Father K, you know, he put that boundary spell and stuff. So he does care about people. He has things to lose.
Okay. Do you feel that in any way, Marcel, of course, we know he does care for Cammy as a friend. Mm-hmm. Any part of him sleeping with Cammy or was taking advantage, maybe in a sense, of knowing that if I was to do this, she might play for my team because I ain't got no one on my team right now.
Definitely.
She might be a good in to Klaus's world. Because it seems like after he hooked up with Cammy when he went to Thierry,
he felt better.
He felt, I don't know if that was just pussy power, if it was just like, you know what I mean?
Because he takes the dream catcher at the end, I don't think that was the primary reason. I think he actually likes her and is trying to help her.
The dream catcher can also backfire against him.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think that he likes her, and the primary reason is because he wanted to sleep with her. He wanted to get her into bed, so he got her into bed.
Well, I don't think that was his intention when he initially went over.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I think he went over to check on and talk about.
Form an alliance, maybe.
But I think that once they started drinking, he knew where it was going. He wanted it to go there, and it did. But afterwards, I think he started to put the pieces together and realized, maybe that was a good power move.
Yeah, I don't think anything he did was intentional. I think he went over there to offer his help. He doesn't really have a lot of friends, so he's looking for the people that he can connect with. And then they had fun. And she says to him, you're a good friend, Marcel. And I think that is what sparked the actual sex.
Interest.
Yeah, because...
the actual sex.
Well, because he, you know, I don't think he even went in there saying, like, I'm going to sleep with her at that point. I think when she said, you're a good friend, Marcel, he thought, I have someone who thinks I'm a good person. I have someone.
Friend.
Yeah, he's got a friend.
It was...
And then
yeah.
What did she say? And I'm lonely.
It was also interesting that we find out that the rest of the vampires are not just out of the quarters. They left New Orleans. So we find that out tonight, which was interesting. I think they just wanted to show us how little Marcel has. It's not like he can just get his old troops back.
Right.
Well, those were the ones who walked out when Klaus originally took over, right? When Thierry walked away and...
Yeah, and he knows that Thierry doesn't have much to lose now either.
Did he ever?
Got that dog.
I mean, poor Thierry.
And that hat
that
he loves to wear.
It's got to go.
All right, so before we get to the party, we see a quick little scene of Monique and Davina and that random other girl doing witchcraft.
That random other girl. I love how we have no idea.
The blonde harvest girl.
What her name is.
Thanks.
They're showing no love to that actress. None.
And we kind of get the, like, Monique is a bitch.
Total
she
bitch.
Just come on,
crazy.
She was Davina's best friend, which is the sad part about all of this. I mean, I can't tell, and maybe we'll see that it was just tough love because she sees that DeVita can't do anything, but I don't think so.
I think it's Mean Girls. I think it's like the witch's version of Mean Girls. She...
Oh, you can't make this rose?
Yeah.
I can.
It's basically like, you can't sit with us, like, for witches. She's like, you don't want to make that rose? You don't have that power?
So, but why do you think she comes out like that? You think it's just because now she has the power?
Well, I think, yeah, I think it's one of those things. When you get power hungry, when you get a taste of what you can do, when she killed Sophie, and when she's done all of these things and she was working with these powerful witches, she, I think, realized for the first time coming back, like, I've got power, and more power than my mom or my aunt ever had. I have this power, and I'm going to use it. And when she sees Davina doesn't have it, what do you do with the weak? I mean, you make them feel it.
Absolutely that, and the fact that Davina was the one who lived. Davina was the one who got to live and made all of them die and stood out like a sore thumb. And then when she went in, the ancestors who had completely brainwashed Monique didn't brainwash Davina, like completely pissed on Davina. And now Monique is part of them. They were her family. But so
they also brainwashed Monique basically to hate Davina.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's a combination of that and just being power hungry. I don't know.
Yeah, because Davina, when she had all that power, she remained pretty humble.
Yes.
So it's kind of interesting to see
she
that.
She didn't have any influence telling her, though, like, you're better than all of these. Well, Marcel did. Marcel did, but not in the way that he was like, forget about your family or forget about that.
And she showed off a little bit sometimes, Davina did. Yeah. Like, people walk in and she'd be like, boom, I'll throw you against the wall.
But she also didn't know how to control
it. But she's a better person than whom Monique is being right now, at least.
Yes, for sure.
Let's talk about this party that all the clans are invited to. We see, like, what happened there. We had that little drama between Diego and Ollie at first.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry, and Jackson.
Yeah, this is, like, the unification of 1919 all over again, which... Shout out to me last week. I totally predicted.
Yeah, she did.
But anyway, I think that it's interesting that that's the way that they're trying to go with this. But it's like brushing an entire mountain of dirt under a rug, you know?
And they tell us there's been all this chaos and the city's in this uproar. And it's like, well, I didn't see any of that. So
yeah,
what you talking about?
Right.
Like, I would have liked to see the chaos. I would have liked to see the city.
They showed that quick little thing at the beginning where the vampire bit the police officer.
Like the montage in the beginning of all these different
weird
things.
Weird montage, yeah.
But I would have liked to see more. I would have liked an episode of seeing this mayhem.
To have felt it through the whole thing.
And then be like, oh, wow, we're coming together. Good for us.
Mm-hmm. We got Francesca flirting with Elijah, and everyone gives Elijah gives her human rule until Father Kiernan is better.
Which, do we think he's getting better?
I think because they've started to open this up to about who's going to sit at the table, maybe not. But I also thought maybe yes, because otherwise, why is he still here?
Yeah,
and is Cammy really going to lose two family members?
I really hope not.
The same way, you know what I mean? I don't know if.
That's the only
that would kind of
well,
be
I think
overkill.
Davina will come and help with this. I think that's where, you know, the seed is planted in Davina's head that she can do magic and she's allowed to and she needs to for her safety. But she loves Cammy in a way, and she knows Cammy had her best interest at heart. So at first she didn't want to help her and she didn't want to do any magic, but I think she will now.
Yeah, I see that.
She's got her groove back, that Davina.
Elijah and Jackson.
Ooh, that's like a fight for Haley.
A very interesting situation.
What team are you guys on?
Elijah. Jackson has ulterior motives, and he thinks owns Haley.
Yeah, but okay, I'm not surprised to hear you say that, Paige, but I'm really surprised to hear you say that, Jesse, because going back to Vampire Diaries, since you're such a fan of, like, Destiny and the Meant to Be Together, you know, you love Elena and Stefan, we know that Haley is supposed to be with this guy.
Boop! Hold up. No. I like Destiny in the sense of, like, Elena met Stefan and they grew this bond and it just was this romantic true love story. And I feel like we get that with Haley and Elijah. Mm-hmm. I feel like we get that romance there with Haley and Jackson. Like, it looks like they've been married for 10 years.
But they were born to be together. Kids.
No, they were born and their parents said they were going to be together.
Yeah. Oh.
Because they wanted to combine the bloodlines again. Like, I think they said their pack had been kind of split up and they were going to bring it together.
It's an arranged marriage. Yeah.
It was an arranged marriage. So he still sees her like it's his wife, which makes me mad because I'm like, you don't know her. You met her just now. Don't act like you own her or she's your territory.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's very maybe wolf-like.
It's so funny because I'm really, like, it's interesting we've watched so many movies throughout the years because the vampire werewolf thing is so big.
Yeah.
I have to say, tonight, they did a really good job as far as really depicting wolves as, like,
wolves.
Dogs. Like,
yeah.
Like, men are dogs. Like, just the way they reacted to everything and just...
territorial,
it was really, yeah, it was
the
really
meathead
good.
Thing. Yeah, absolutely. I've seen so many vampire things, but werewolves, not as much. So I think that you're allowed to be a little more original, pun intended, in this territory.
Well, I think it's especially nice because, you know, we have the juxtaposition of the fact that the vampires are cold and heartless and they don't care and they don't have feelings and they can shut their humanity off. And that's what a vampire is. I mean, they live off other people's blood. Mm-hmm. They're not even alive, really. So
it's like blood versus saliva.
Yeah.
Well, no, yeah. Seriously, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's blood, like something you need, and saliva, like you want it. It's yours.
So the wolves want saliva?
Yeah, the wolves are saliva and the vampires are blood.
Well, who fights harder? I think the people who need blood, right?
Diego's family. We find out about that. Basically, Oliver's killed his entire family and would have killed Diego, too, if Marcel hadn't have helped him.
Yeah, so we don't know exactly the person who did it. We know it was that pack. Specifically killed his family, and I don't really understand why they did it or what
I
the
think
issue
Diego's
was.
Going to die at the end of the season, and I think that they did that to kind of be, because he's kind of been half player, half on, half off.
Yeah,
and
has.
Now that we got it back, so we're like, oh,
how
so
much
if
do
we
you
lose
think
him,
they know what's gonna happen though, Jesse? Do you think Julie's sitting here right now thinking about that, or you just think that's where it will end up?
Yeah, I think Julie knows where this season's going, and I think she knows where next season has to go.
But
I
the
mean,
fact that we lose Rebecca
do...
so quickly, I think that threw a huge wrench in it, unless she knew.
They had to have known prior to us knowing,
yeah,
obviously.
Of course they knew prior to this episode airing.
But that means they've had more time than we have to process this. I mean, I think they've sat down and said, this is where we want it to go. How do we logically get there?
But I definitely think that end point was Marcel and Rebecca together. Now that we take that out, it opens up the door for so many
You
things.
Thought that was going to be the big?
Not. I'm not even saying the big, but that was Marcel's storyline to end up with Rebecca.
Well, and I think that that's kind of why now Marcel in this situation is kind of like this, like, rogue.
He's like, where does he belong?
Agent.
Who is he? What's his purpose?
So I wonder if that's the one part storyline that they're kind of like, well, how do we tie this back
and
in?
I keep saying Cammy has no storyline, so now they're putting her with somebody else who's struggling for a storyline. Are they just going to be each other's storylines?
I don't know, but I really hope they don't kill off Diego. I would honestly love it if Diego killed off Ollie, because I think Ollie needs to go. I think he's handsome. I think he's nice to look at. I think he's a big jerk, though, and I don't like him.
Why is Klaus so uninvolved? I still don't understand.
Well, he's not. I mean, on the low, he's involved. I mean, he is hatching his plan. He's just
he's
pretending.
Relaxing. He's meditating. That's his way of
thinking and planning and
strategizing. Yeah, but when we get to the treaty at the end, I mean, he's just playing games?
Yeah.
He doesn't care. He's like, all right, yeah, I'll sign this, and then what are you really going to do? We're going to fight anyway. In his mind, he's like, we're going to fight. People are going to die. So, I mean, if it's going to make you happy for me to sign this and make you feel like what? I actually... Yeah, that's what I'm like. I'm like, okay, you guys all sign this treaty and, like, the dramaticness of, like, cutting
blood.
Your blood and, like...
Here's what I think it probably...
Is there a witch spell on it or something?
No, I don't think that, but here's what I think the treaty probably says, or should say if it doesn't. If you are the group of people who goes against another group of... Or if, say the werewolves go against the vampires... Everyone who isn't a werewolf will go against the werewolves. So it won't just be the werewolves or it's the vampires. Everyone will have the vampires back. So if you start something with somebody else, the entire all the other groups are going to back up the people.
Maybe, because they all have something against one another. It's not just like the vampires and the werewolves or the witches and the werewolves. It's everybody hates everybody.
So if the witches start something with the vampires, then everybody backs the vampires.
I also think they also said there was things like territory, like where they lived, where they're allowed to be, certain things. I think when you put rules on it, how is there going to be any kind of harmony? It's like, that's not how you make things work, by like forcing people to act a certain way.
I don't even know if there is a way to make this work, honestly, because they're all still alive. You know, it's not like generations have passed.
It has to be...
It's like, obviously this is so extreme, but you would never be able to just tell even the Jews were the ones that were persecuted, but you would never be able to tell them to live with the Nazis. Now, people who are Nazi descendants and people who were descendants of people in the Holocaust, they can live together. But that same generation, you never would have been able to put them together. That's how I feel about since vampires live so long, it's still there. It's still people that, like...
But, okay, the difference with that, only thing I can say to try and make that something is that they've lived so long that they've seen so much and years have passed.
That it's almost a speck.
Well, it's the fact that they have to come to a term of realizing, are we going to really fight for the rest of our lives, or can we create a community where we finally can just, you know what, whether I don't like you, at least you can be there and I can be here, and that's what it is.
Right.
That's the only way I can look at
it. Yeah.
And I also think that they need to, it has to be more of a natural coming together. I think there has to be a bigger, badder force that makes them work together. It's not just the fact that we want to live in peace. There has to be something that forces them together. So whereas maybe they're in battle against another wolf pack, like from out of New Orleans, right? And they all have to come against it. Say, you know, Klaus saves Ollie's ass, then now Ollie owes him one, you know? And it's one of those things where they all, at that point, will all just kind of owe each other one. Right. So then it just becomes a merger of, I don't know, each other's clans.
Absolutely. I'm just curious what you guys think about this. When we talked to Danielle Pineda earlier in the season, she told us that there was a bigger force coming. Something like what you were just talking about.
I think that was Celeste.
She said that. Yeah. What was that, Celeste? And everybody...
I thought it was.
Or is it
all
the
those...
baby, or is it the wolf pack? Well, that is a different
kind. She made
kind
it
of...
seem like it was really soon, so I'm.
And she's off the show now.
Right.
Like, she's not on the show anymore, so I don't know how far. Normally, you just read at the table read, so I don't think she knew this far ahead.
And from any interview I've ever seen, they either get the script or they only know what's going to happen, like, the next episode.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that they.
No, I just think that it's interesting because that kind of just, like,
went.
Yeah.
And obviously there has to be some sort of big bad that's going to come.
Well, we only have so many episodes left, so it's kind of up in the air about where we go with the rest of the season.
Jesse, are you still missing your Buffy Vampire of the Week, or do you feel like this is okay right now?
No, this was a total Buffy situation here. Okay. I mean, all the different monsters fighting, like that beginning scene, it was very Buffy-esque. It would have gone a little longer, I think, throughout the episode, and we would have gotten that. But, I mean, again, that's just directing-wise. But, I mean, this episode, I mean, they held their own for as far as Buffy's situation is. It was a good one. I mean, I enjoyed it. I liked the whole... I'm actually finally more excited about other people's storylines than just the original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was important tonight because, again, they're trying to say... Look over here while Rebecca's not here. Look over here.
Yeah.
And on that note, let's head into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I predict that I'm going to be pissed for 4 weeks while this isn't on.
I was like, why? What happened? What part of the show did you hate so much?
April 15th.
April 15th.
I don't even have any solid predictions because I really felt like this episode, they threw it together, they gave us a resolution, and they're like, okay, we'll see you in a couple weeks while we figure this out.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like happened.
We didn't talk much
about... You know, maybe that is what's happening.
Yeah.
That absolutely... Because it just doesn't make sense that they're taking 4 weeks off right now.
No, there's no reason.
Unless the Olympics are... No, the
Olympics are gone.
So.
Yeah, they're gone. I think that has to be it. Going into predictions, though, that I actually have, we didn't talk much about Josh, and I'm just wondering if you guys think that him and Davina are just going to remain this, I don't even want to call him a power duo, but dynamic duo, I suppose.
Yeah. I think he is her rock. You know, he is the one person who wants nothing from her and gets nothing out of being her friend.
And was able to make her sprout the roses.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I think he will always be kind of like we would say...
A muse?
Yeah, not even a muse, more of just like the solid person, the person that is always there, no matter what Marcel has done to her or who Cammy is or Klaus. Josh is just going to be Josh. He's just going to be that boy who, you know, is her friend and likes to talk about, you know, his boyfriends and stuff.
It's interesting because I'm excited to see how they're going to really play it off because I like that the whole he was comparing being gay to being, you know, this lonely witch. And then we're seeing Davina with Monique, and then at the end she's being catty with all the live roses. And
she doesn't even have to say a word, though.
I'm wondering, are we going to get like the adult stuff, and then kind of get a little Pretty Little Liar-ish with the show? Because I would low key be kind of into that if we could get the realms of. I don't want this turning into Pretty Little Liars or anything like that. But I wouldn't mind to get like a young generation as far as well as, you know, what the originals are doing, because I was really into that Monique and Davina scene at the end.
Yeah.
That's kind of what's holding me off till April 15th.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to see if Cammy's going to sleep with Marcel again.
I think it's interesting, but I don't know if we're going to really get that divide, considering we do see briefly Oliver hit on Davina. I don't think that's the last of that, honestly. I don't.
Really?
I don't. I think that something's going to happen like that again. They don't drop things like that on the show.
Well, I honestly thought it was to show the Monique and Davina situation, but what I do think is that we've talked about it. Genevieve is taking the place of another Harvest Girl, and I think if they let her, she's the one sitting at the table. She's the one making the decisions. Where did she get that power? Why does she deserve that power? I think these four girls combined.
She's an elder.
Yeah, she's an elder, but I think these three girls combined, since they are from the Harvest, will be able to overcome Genevieve, and I think she's got to go anyways. Her storyline's going to play out.
Yeah,
she's
absolutely
not going to be able to stay with Klaus, and she's not going to be able to stay away from Cammy.
How's Genevieve and Monique? They're tied up.
No, they're not tied to each other, but they're both part of the same, all the Harvest, you know?
Because I'm wondering if Davina will start to practice her powers, and she'll become such a powerful witch, she'll kind of be, all the witches will then turn to her to kind of
save them.
Well,
that's what I'm thinking. Come up.
No, I think more so all three of the Harvest Witches, Davina will turn them all back to being her best friends, and they will rise.
How do you
against.
See that happening with Monique?
I think that Davina is going to get to Monique. I think time, you know, Monique was down there being brainwashed, and I think that with Davina, it will come back to her.
Mm. I agree, and I think it will be the three of them rising up, and that's where the young girls come in. Genevieve will no longer be in control. It'll be these 16-year-old girls who are the witches. They are the face of the witches, and that could be interesting because they've only lived for 16 years. They don't know as much as everybody else knows. They don't know how everything else happened. So they bring something completely new and fresh to it.
All right, Julie, I'm going to give you this one. But if you do it carefully, we could almost get a third spinoff, and it would be like the new Charmed.
Oh.
Just putting it out there. I want 20%. No, I'm just kidding. And then what's the final one? Where do you see this whole Haley situation going?
She's going to end up back with Elijah.
Why?
Because Jackson is territorial and she's...
How's she going to find out about Jackson?
Well, I don't know if she'll find out about Jackson. I think we saw it in her eyes already. She's not 100% sure with her decision to be with the Wolves. And she, when she has that baby, I think it'll be very easy for her to find out, just with mother's intuition, who's like in the right and who's in the wrong. Like, who has the truest intentions when it comes to her safety and her child's safety.
And then as far as Marcel saying, we'll get a third and then a fourth. Who do you think? Let's just put two people in those third and fourth positions. Who do you think will be the first ones to join?
Cammy.
With Marcel. Marcel. Okay, Cammy, and then who?
So we have Thierry and Marcel.
Yep.
Then we have Cammy.
And one more.
Josh, because he's got nowhere else to go.
Oh, yeah, I guess it would be Josh and
Davina. Because he doesn't really. I mean, he's a vampire.
Already kind of included Josh and Davina.
Yeah.
Diego?
That's what I'm wondering. I'm wondering if Diego somehow will make his way
to Marcel.
Back to Marcel.
Or, yeah, I don't know, because there's not many people left. Like, everybody's like, you know, taken.
Maybe it will be that casino girl.
Oh, I hope not. I'm so
I know.
Yeah, Francesca can go.
She's the only reason I'm fine with it being on April 15th, because I don't really give a damn about her. On that note, we want to know what you guys think. Make sure you guys hit us up here at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me all week. Oh, I guess what? All month long?
All month long, people.
At DJ Jesse J.
Paige Soul.
At Roxy Stryer.
Until April 15th, get your taxes done too. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.